Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent.
I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
One team that is the only team that's awaiting their opponent for next weekend is the Philadelphia Eagles. They had a big win yesterday at home to get this weekend kicked off against the Atlanta Falcons. Joining me right now to talk a little Eagles football and look ahead to next week, he is with NBC Sports Philadelphia, Ruben Frank, joining me on CBS Sports Radio. Ruben, appreciate you joining me. How are you?
Doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Great to have you on the show. So I guess just to start off, just give us the mood, maybe not so much of the team and the coaches, but just the fan base in Philadelphia. Carson Wentz goes down with an injury. We know Nick Foles is thought of as, I guess, you know, maybe a capable backup for Carson Wentz. But even though they're the number one seed coming in to the postseason, is there a sense among Eagle fans that, hey, man, we're just kind of playing with house money right now? Or is there an expectation still that even with Wentz out, that given that they are at home, it's still Super Bowl or bust for the Eagles?
Yeah, I think it's probably more the former. I think a lot of really good hardcore fans jumped off the bandwagon when Wentz got hurt. And, you know, we heard it. We heard it on the radio and on Twitter and everywhere you went. I mean, there's no way this team can compete in the postseason with, and not just Carson Wentz getting hurt, but Darren Sproles and Jason Peters and their best linebacker, Jordan Hicks, and Chris Maragos, their best special teamer. They lost so many good players. So I think there was definitely a sense. And listen, there hasn't been a lot of parades in Philadelphia over the last 30 years or so. So I understand that kind of fans are protecting themselves emotionally and expecting the worst, because it always seems to happen to them around here when just when things are looking the brightest, something goes wrong. But then there's that kind of core group of fans that was, you know, you look at this team and what they've overcome and how they've gotten here and doing it not just with one guy, but with really a balanced team and no real weak errors and overcoming a lot of adversity as far as those injuries and everything that's happened. And here they are. So there's kind of an element of team of destiny just because of how they've gotten there without it, really maybe three of their best players when the season started, maybe four of their best players. And there's definitely a sense that there's a little magic in the air in Philadelphia right now, and they're just going to kind of ride it as long as it goes.
Ruben, Doug Peterson, I guess, you know, as someone who has been covering Philadelphia sports, what was the mood of the fan base when Doug Peterson was initially the hire as the new head coach, and how much credit is he getting now for getting this team to where they are?
Nobody wanted Doug Peterson, and, you know, the fans hated the hire when it first happened, and, you know, Doug Peterson was a terrible quarterback when he was here in 99. He was kind of the caretaker for Donovan until Donovan was ready as a rookie. And it was not a flashy name, and it was not a blockbuster name. When Chip Kelly was hired, it was joy. There was, you know, people, you know, soldiers kissing girls in the street and that kind of thing. So that first impression, I think, has been wrong two times in a row. Doug has turned out to be phenomenal in so many ways. And, you know, he's a smart guy. He's such a great communicator, and I think that's the biggest thing. He's got a real feel for his locker room, when they need to work harder, when they don't, when to go easy, and kind of treats guys like, you know, like grown-ups. And it's a real 180-degree change from Chip Kelly. And, you know, he's kind of come in and created this culture where guys like Alshon Jeffrey and LeGarrette Blount, who are used to being the guy, are willing to just kind of be a piece of the puzzle. And that's not easy to do. And he's kind of juggled a lot of egos and a lot of personalities. He can be a tough disciplinarian when he needs to. And I think he's really navigated this team, not just this year, but over the last couple of years, through a lot of minefields. And the team's just kind of gotten stronger through it. So, I mean, the players really love him and listen to him and believe in him. And he's, I think he's done an amazing job. When you think about the players they lost, to lose your MVP, I mean, Carson Wentz could be the MVP of the league. Jason Peters is a Hall of Fame left tackle. Darren Sproles is one of the best returners ever. You go right down the line, Jordan Hicks had 7 interceptions last year as a linebacker, which hadn't been done in the NFL in like 20 years. And you lose all those guys, and you're one game from the Super Bowl with Nick Foles as your quarterback. It's a pretty remarkable thing.
Reuben Frank, NBC Sports Philadelphia, joining me on CBS Sports Radio. Reuben, along those lines, the trade for Jay Ajayi right before the trade deadline, I think a lot of people looked at that at the time and said, wow, here's an MVP candidate quarterback who's getting another weapon to kind of play with. And now all of a sudden, like you said, because of all the injuries on both sides of the ball, really, Ajayi has now become a guy who's kind of sort of the centerpiece of what they do offensively. How has that acquisition of Jay Ajayi impacted this team since he arrived?
Yeah, I'm not sure if this team really has a centerpiece offensively. I think the... He had 49 yards in the first quarter and then had 5 yards and 4 carries the rest of the game. So you just never know how it's going to go. He's obviously got a hell of a lot of talent. The fumbling is a concern. I think that's 4 for him now this year. He's an interesting guy. I don't know where he fits in as far as the future. It was really, they already had so many running backs that they liked. It was more, you know, you have an opportunity to get a guy like that for a 4th-round pick. You kind of just do it and then figure out where he's going to fit in. Yeah. So I don't think he'll ever be a centerpiece of the offense as far as 20 carries a game. I'm not sure where he's going to fit in down the line, but he's certainly a good runner. He's a violent runner. He's a physical guy. He's kind of worked into the passing game a little bit more over the last couple of weeks, which is interesting because, you know, he's never really done that in his career, but he's got a little flair for the screen game. He seems to see the hole and read blockers well, and that kind of thing. So he's definitely a talent. I just think he's going to be that kind of guy that he's going to carry the load until just that moment when teams start keying on him, and then he might not get the ball the rest of the game. And I think that's the way this offense works best.
What's the difference, would you say, Reuben, with this group, just from a mentality, maybe something psychological, the it factor, whatever you want to call it? What's the difference with this group of Philadelphia Eagles versus other groups that have maybe had similar one-loss records or has been seeded similarly in the postseason?
Well, the only one that was similar was 04, and well, in 1980, but, you know, they're similar to the 04 team in a lot of ways, and they just have a backup quarterback. I think it's a, and I, listen, I've been doing this for 30 years. It's the most unselfish team I've ever seen as far as they don't have a 1,000-yard receiver. They don't even have an 800-yard receiver or an 800-yard running back. But they were the number 2 offense in the league. And, it's really, really hard to pull that off, as a team. It's dangerous if you can do it because defenses don't know who's going to get the ball next, but, you really got to be unselfish and really root for your teammates and believe in them and be just as happy for them as you are for yourself when you get the ball, because you're just, you know, nobody's going to get 100 yards rushing or receiving. And I think that's what really sets this team apart. They're remarkably unselfish. They really do like each other. There's a great vibe in the locker room. And you can tell pretty early in a season, even in the preseason, you hear whispering, you hear guys, I don't like my role, I need the ball more, this and that. You never heard anything like that. And, you know, LeGarrette Blount scored 18 touchdowns last year, and, you know, Alshon Jeffrey's had a couple 1,000-yard seasons, and these guys have been as good as anybody in that locker room setting that tone. There's been games where, you know, Alshon caught one ball for 10 yards and they won, and he's saying all the right things. Hey, it's not about me, it's not about my numbers, it's about us winning, and we did that, and that's all that matters. And when those guys, when those veteran guys like LeGarrette Blount, who's got two rings, and Alshon Jeffrey, who's been a Pro Bowler, when they set that tone, the young guys just fall in line, and it creates a really good, healthy, unselfish culture.
Last one, Ruben. We've got about 45 seconds. Do you think the Eagles, or do you, in your opinion, have a preference of either of these two teams that are playing right now as to who they would like to see on Sunday?
Well, after that first half, I guess I would say the Saints, although that would mean they'd have a pretty good comeback. I think either of these teams, you're talking about a dome team coming into a cold outdoor Northeast stadium, and the track record of those teams is not great, although the Saints did win here 4 years ago. Either way, it's going to be, I think, a kind of a 19-17 type game. I don't think any of these teams are going to be scoring a ton of points here on Sunday. I think it's going to be a low-scoring, close-to-the-vest defensive battle, and I think either way it's going to be a close game.
All right, there it is, Ruben Frank, NBC Sports Philadelphia. Hey, Ruben, really appreciate the time, and enjoy the game next weekend. Maybe see you up in Minneapolis.
Sounds like a plan. Have a good night.
All right, take care. Thanks, Ruben. Ruben Frank, NBC Sports Philadelphia, joining us.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.